Welcome to Daily Verona News. Today we will be discussing what happened last night.
The tragic deaths of two very well-known and very loved teenagers, two star-crossed lovers, Romeo and Juliet.
We have here today with us spectators and the parents of the star-crossed lovers. Lord Capulet will be the first to give us an input on his opinion.
First things first, how is your family doing in this tragic time?
These are rough times for my family and I. We are trying to find a way to overcome this feeling.
That's too bad. Hope you can get past this. But Lord Capulet, what is your input on the tragic death of your daughter, Juliet?
Yeah, tell us, how are you feeling in this moment about your current situation?
My daughter would not have died if Romeo had not committed such a selfish act and killed himself. We never would have been put through this situation if this tragedy never took place.
Yes, we understand. We are so sorry for your loss.
Thank you, Lord Capulet, for being with us today and for your input. Now we proceed with Lord Montague to provide us with his point of view and how he is feeling today. Now that we are back, Lord Montague, how are you feeling in these desperate times?
These have been such difficult times with losing both my wife and son. I am lonely in these moments, but I'll find a way through it with the help of my family.
That's a positive way to think about it. I am sorry to bring this up and have you explain this with pain, but who do you think is responsible for the death of your son, Romeo?
It is okay. I feel I should talk my pain through it. I can say that my first thought was to get revenge on the Capulets. They didn't raise their daughter well. What a disappointment. My poor Romeo was lovesick over her. If she never would have committed this immorality act, my son would not have taken his life. My son would still be with me today.
Dear Lord Montague, my condolences to your beloved wife and son. I'm sorry to ask you these types of questions and make you suffer even more.
Lord Montague, I hope from the bottom of my heart that you can overcome these tragedies. Thank you, Lord Montague, for airing with us today at Daily Verona News.
Now that we have heard Lord Montague's pain and how he feels, we have now with us Balthasar. Balthasar was a witness at the Capulet's monument the day of the tragedy.
How are you feeling in this moment with losing Romeo, whom you have served?
I am shocked. I was there in the moment and did not do anything to stop it. I blame myself for his death, but not for Juliet's death. If she was old enough to make love with Romeo, then she was old enough to escape and be with Romeo after his banishment.
I am so sorry you feel this way. It is not your fault that Romeo and Juliet decided to make this decision.
Balthasar, can you tell us what happened at the Capulet's monument the day of the tragic deaths of Romeo and Juliet?
Well, I was told by Romeo to not listen or enter the Capulet's monument or else he would kill me.
And did you hear anyone else inside the monument when waiting outside?
I did, but I was too worried about what Romeo would do to me if I would enter.
But if you heard loud noises, why did you not enter? Were you too much of a wuss?
I do not know.
Okay, that is enough for today.
Okay.
Thank you, Balthasar, for joining us today.
Ending on that note, we have here Vincenzo, an outside witness whom is neither a Montague or a Capulet. His opinion will validate the end of our news.
Good afternoon, Vincenzo. How did you come to know about this dilemma?
I own a market not far away from the far south. I would see the two lovers come in and out from there.
Could you understand what was happening between the two kids?
One day, I noticed a small ceremony going on with Romeo and Juliet. They were dressed very well and seemed delighted when coming out. It seemed as if they had gotten married.
Did you ever confront the friar about what was going on?
No, I never had the chance, because the following day, word had spread about Romeo killing Juliet's cousin, Tybalt. The following day, Juliet went to the friar's cell.
Did you get to tell what they were talking about?
I did. I heard their plan.
Would you mind describing their plan to us?
They were planning to fake Juliet's death with a sleeping potion that will make her appear dead for 48 hours. During the night, when Juliet was in the tomb, Romeo would take her away and live happily ever after.
Why did the plan not go through?
You see, the friar said that he will send Romeo a letter explaining the plan. Apparently, Romeo never received the letter.
Who do you blame for the death of Romeo and Juliet?
I blame the friar. He should have advised these naive kids or helped them make wiser decisions. These kids would still be with us today.
Well, that is too bad. We have to learn and move on from this great tragedy. Hopefully the Montagues and the Capulets learn and end whatever they have going on.
We wish them the best, and to the friar, hopefully he realizes the wrong he has committed. Well, that's it for today, guys. Catch us tomorrow at 10 a.m. at 96.12 FM.